It's just what the doctor ordered. It's time for your daily dose of awesome. Check your hate and negativity at the door as mom, wife, teacher, and lover of life, Cindy Liming, shares awesome, fun-loving tips on how you can bring positivity, fun, and laughter into your life and into the world. And now, here's your host, Cindy Liming.
This is a Spiva Media production.
It's just what the doctor ordered. It's time for your daily dose of awesome. Check your hate and negativity at the door as mom, wife, teacher, and lover of life, Cindy Liming, shares awesome, fun-loving tips on how you can bring positivity, fun, and laughter into your life and into the world. And now, here's your host, Cindy Liming.
Hey there, this is Cindy Liming, your host of your Daily Dose of Awesome. On this show, I talk about all the things that I find to be awesome in this journey called life. By sharing what I find, I hope that you too will be able to create more awesomeness in your corner of the world. I have to first say thank you so much for being here. I've been really struggling this week with my emotions. I know I recently did an episode about how I was trying to hold it all together since my son went off to college. Well, after that episode, I managed to get that under control, and I've not cried since I put that episode out, which is huge. But now it just seems like COVID is taking over everything, and honestly, I'm getting sick of it really fast. I toyed with not even bringing it up on this episode, but I feel like it's important for you to know that I am a real person over here. I listen to so many podcasts on self-improvement, and I can't tell you how many times I've asked myself if the host is even real. Like, how the heck do you manage to stay on top of your game all the time? So, I don't know. Maybe I should do a mini-series podcast called Your Daily Dose of COVID. I'm kidding. And I know it's not funny, but you know what I mean. And I'm hoping that since you're here, and you have been here for a while now, you know my sense of humor by now. None of this is funny at all, but the other option is for me to be crying and ranting and whining, and I don't think that you want to hear me do that. But I will say this, I am sick of COVID controlling me. What I don't get is how in the world are some people okay with this? I know some people think it's political, and perhaps it is to a certain degree, but take that out of the picture. I don't care who anyone votes for. I'm really above all that. I love my Democratic friends and my Republican friends all the same. So just for the sake of what I'm about to say, let's just take the politics out of this. Now, I need to know, how are people okay with this? I just feel like when I watch the news, and I don't really watch that much news, and I probably should just cut it out of my life altogether, but I've also heard people, you know, within my circle, or just outside my circle, I should say, who love sitting on their high horse just so they can tell people how to wear a mask correctly. I see on the news that all the numbers are up and people aren't wearing masks. Honestly, who are these people? Now, I know I don't go out really all that much. I pretty much go to work and sometimes Target, and I was going to church, but we don't have in-person church anymore. But I really don't go to that many places. But everywhere that I go, people are wearing a mask. I probably wear mine the least out of all the people that I know. And why? Well, I teach two classes of eCampus back to back, and then I have lunch. So I'm alone for about 3 hours. I mean, I have kids on Zoom, but, you know, I'm in my classroom alone with no other people in there. So I'm not going to wear my mask while I'm alone. And there have been times where I accidentally forgot to put it on. Now, I'll wear it. I get it. I just don't like it. And I have a right to not like it. At least, I think I do. Anyway, I'm going to reel it back in. I just needed to let that out. I think it's okay to be angry about this, but we just can't stay here. And That's what I'm struggling with, because I feel like with each passing day, there's just something else that's being taken away. And I don't know, I'm really tired of it. And I guess that's just what I needed. I just really needed to have my little tantrum and then be done with it. And that's why it's taken me so long to get this episode out. I'm just so tired of the dang COVID. On with my show. I'm done. I promise. So before we get started on today's topic, I wanted to mention two things, and that's my journal called Create the Awesome and my positivity course on the app called Listenable. I just wanted to remind you that my journal, Create the Awesome, is now available on Amazon. And I put a link in the show notes, and you can also find it at www.yddoa.com/journal. I think it would make a great gift for someone, or maybe even yourself. It helps me stay motivated, creative, and organized. And the best part, it only takes about 5 minutes to fill out. I use those 5 minutes to visualize my day, and it really helps me to stay focused. I also love it because it's a great place for me to keep track of all the creative ideas that float around in my mind. I would love it if you would check out my journal, Create the Awesome. It's also been a while since I talked about my positivity course on Listenable also. And I just feel like, myself included, I'm probably going to listen to it, or at least listen to somebody else's course on positivity. I am in Lizzie LaRocque's class right now, which is a positivity. It's like a photography course, but it's also a positivity course all wrapped into one. It is really helping me. But I may even start listening to mine again, because I just feel like with the way things are lately, it's just, I'm having a hard time staying positive. But anyway, my Listenable course, the app's called Listenable, and the course that I recorded this summer, it's a quick, and it's about roughly 30 minutes, and it's a course about all the major things that I do to stay positive. I've not always been this joyful, and honestly, I was a pretty negative person at one time. I had a very difficult time in my life a couple of years ago. But in my course, The Power of Positivity, I talk about the major things I needed to do in order to get my mindset to a healthy state. It's easy to get sucked into negativity that's going on around all of us. And I feel like that's kind of where I am. And I'm just constantly trying to not go there. So, but if you feel like you're starting to get dragged under just like me, check out my audio course called The Power of Positivity. And again, I left you a link in the show notes. And it's also on my website, which is yddoa.com. And there is one more thing I wanted to tell you about that I've been working on, and that's my online shop. I'm taking on yet another side hustle. I'm just really into getting all these different ways to make some passive income, simply because I know I'm not going to be teaching all my life, and all of my little side hustles are things that I really enjoy. And don't get me wrong, I love teaching too, but I know that, I hope to retire from teaching at some point. But, like I've said before, when it comes to money, I am, although I'm married, I live as a single mom. My husband and I don't share our money. And so I'm trying to put my kids through college. So, all these little side hustles are really, really helpful. So I have another way of getting some passive income. And that's my online shop. So I've been working on that a little bit here and there. But I can't tell you how often the muse takes over me, but it's at it again with this shop that I've come up with. And it's just another creative outlet. So in the shop, I plan to sell your daily dose of awesome merch, but also some of my creative projects. I've been working on a calendar called A Year of Awesome, and I'm hoping to get it out into the world before Christmas. I really think you'll love it. It was inspired by the photography class that I'm taking with Lizzie LaRocque that I just mentioned. She was on the show a few months back. She's really great. But her class is called The Life Feast. And like I was saying, it's keeping me sane with all that's going on in my life. I always look forward to something by Lizzie. And she's given the class all sorts of photo prompts, and I just kind of went with it. I was really, really shocked at what I was able to create. I hope you'll get a chance to check out the calendar, just because I think these photos are absolutely amazing. And I know it sounds like I'm bragging, but I really owe it all to Lizzie for being such an inspiring teacher. I almost feel like she brought out this person in me that isn't me, but it is me. I know it sounds crazy, but it was just kind of liberating to see what I'm capable of when I've just been pointed in the right direction. And that's what Lizzie has done for me. And my very first calendar will be available very soon in my very first stab at an online shop. So stay tuned. So on with today's topic. Honestly, I've had so many things floating around in my head. I struggled this week trying to narrow down what this episode should be about. Last week, I talked about making small changes each day to spice up your life just a little bit. And this week, I think I'm going to kind of continue with that theme. And after tons of thought, today I'm going to talk about Hygge because it seems to be making a presence in my home lately. And this is not the first time I've talked about Hygge, but I just think it's worth it every year around this time of year to talk about it. Hygge is one of my favorite things. If you've not heard this word before, it's a Danish word for the art of cozy. It's all over Pinterest, but I think it made its big debut in our culture maybe like a year or two ago. I never knew there was an art for getting cozy. I've actually always enjoyed being cozy. I mean, who doesn't like being cozy? But it's always been something that just kind of happened by chance. It was never something that I was intentional about. I love talking about and practicing Hygge around this time of year. Here in Ohio, it's getting cold and windy, and we've had a little bit of snow already and lots of rain. And today is just one of those days. I mean, I've got the Cleveland Browns game on right now as I record this, and it is just pouring downtown Cleveland right now, and it's been raining here all day long. And in addition, it is very, very cold. So it's like my least favorite weather. I cannot stand being cold and wet, but I'm practicing Hygge. And so when it's cold and wet outside, that makes the Hygge even better inside. And throughout the day, like, I just love knowing that at some point in my day when I'm at work, no matter how cold and wet it is outside, that I'll get to come home to my Hygge habitat. If you totally immerse yourself in Hygge, you will feel awesome. In fact, as I was getting my material ready for this episode, I had candles lit and the fireplace on. And there's a station on Alexa called, it's called Acoustic Chill. So if you ever want some Hygge music, you should try that out. It's called Acoustic Chill. And I had a Kissed Caramel hot chocolate. So let's talk about how you can get your Hygge on. Well, if you check out Hygge on Pinterest, and again, that's spelled H-Y-G-G-E, and if you look that up on Pinterest, every blog post will tell you to have lots of candles. I have lots of candles, and I light them every morning and evening. I'm not sure why, but there's definitely something cozy about candlelight. Since I kind of get really busy and forget about the candles, our bathroom actually caught on fire once. Thank God my son took care of that one, but I've purchased some battery-powered candles too, which are a safe way to do the trick with regular candles. So I'll put a link in the show notes for these battery-powered candles that I really enjoy, and then that way I don't have to, you know, think about my house catching on fire. Fairy lights are another thing you'll see in all the Hygge posts. I have some, but normally I only have them out at Christmas time. If you're going to Hygge all year round, then get some fairy lights with a timer. And I'll add a link to the show notes to this too. And my husband just got me something this past weekend out of nowhere that are just as good as fairy lights, if not better. He got me these gnomes that light up. And gnomes are the latest trend on Pinterest. I think they're adorable. And I will add a link to the show notes to the exact light up gnomes that he got for me. And if you're a gnome fan, you have to have these. They fit right in with the Hygge theme. But get yourself some candles and start up that fireplace. Then there's Hygge food. In other words, comfort food. I'm not sure what got into my husband and I this past weekend, but we kind of got a little crazy with the Hygge food. We bought two large pies from my favorite place here in Amherst called Mama Joe's. We went out to eat, which we normally don't do, and we ate chips and dip and pie with my brother and sister-in-law, and we had ourselves just a grand old time. But needless to say, we both gained a significant amount of weight just over last weekend. However, this time I'm not as depressed as I normally am when I gain even an ounce. I read a book called Simple Abundance by, and I'm probably going to butcher her name. I think her name's Sarah Van Breathnach, maybe, every morning. And it's a wonderful devotional to read on a daily basis. I love starting my morning off with my Create the Awesome journal, my coffee, my candles, and my Simple Abundance book. And there's just a little essays to read each day, and they're very, very uplifting. Anyway, in the book Simple Abundance, I just read the other day about how there is a season for everything. And she says we can have it all. We can have all that we want, but we just can't have it all at once. There was a season that seems like yesterday when I was changing diapers and cleaning sticky faces, and there was a season when I went through my divorce. And now with COVID and all the other changes and disappointments we've had to endure, now is the season for Hygge. And that means I need to eat pie. So I'm not sad about my weight gain. And this season will probably pass. And it's almost done because I'm almost back to my regular weight. At the beginning of last week, I finally finished my last piece of pecan pie. And already my diet, my body is almost back to normal. I only have one more pound to lose and I'll be back to my pre-party or whatever you want to call that weight that we put on from last weekend. Oh, I just realized, though, Thanksgiving is this week. I take it back. This season of Hygge food will probably go on until January, but I'm okay with it. Eat the Hygge food. If you watch your weight like I do, you know what to do to lose it. I mean, I know exactly what to do to lose it. I lost almost all the weight I put on from our little party last week in just a few days. So we know what to do. So just, you know, enjoy it. Enjoy the season of Hygge. With the stupid COVID among us, we owe it to ourselves to indulge in some Hygge. Another Hygge item is hot drinks. You gotta have your hot drinks, friends. Like I said, I start my day off with coffee. I'm not much of a hot tea drinker, but that too would be Hygge. In the evening, sometimes I have a hot chocolate with a splash of kissed caramel Smirnoff, and I sleep like a baby. A Hygge activity that I enjoy doing is crocheting, and I've talked about this a lot. You may not know how to crochet, but like I've said in the past, if you just Google it up on YouTube or search it on YouTube, you can find lots of crochet videos. So I knew how to make a chain when I first started, and now I can do whatever. And it's pretty easy if you just look it up on YouTube. So, but it helps keep my stress at a healthy level. I joke around, it's like my cigarette. It's like the thing that keeps me like not super stressed out and mean and crazy. It keeps me very, very calm. So it's kind of like meditation. And there's other activities that are like hoogly, if that's a word, which include playing games together with your family, but keep it at six people. At least that's what we've been told by our governor. Don't even get me started on that one. I'm not even going to go there. Anyway, we enjoy playing Scrabble and charades. I don't think I've laughed more in my life than when I've played charades with my parents. You can also watch a movie together while crocheting or snuggling. It's Hygge all around. We just recently watched Footloose, which is a classic. You should, if you haven't watched that in a while, watch it. It's always good. I'm really not much of a movie watcher, but I'm happy to sit around and either snuggle or crochet while my loved ones watch a movie. Lastly, get some cozy blankets and make them readily available. We have two super soft blankets in our living room. My 9-year-old is obsessed with blankets and all things Hugo. I don't know how many blankets she has in her bed, but she loves getting cozy in them and snuggle with someone in those blankets. I'm super lucky that my 9-year-old is still hoogly and snuggly. She would let me snuggle her all day if she had her way. And I cherish every minute of this. And my husband's a snuggler too. Snuggle people. It is awesome. Or maybe snuggle a pet. As I know some people aren't snugglers, but if you have a dog or something, I mean, I would love to snuggle a dog. So to wrap this up, I think we all need a little hygge right now. I take that back. We need a whole lot of a hygge right now. In fact, hygge might be all that we have right now. Many of us can't go anywhere. And at the moment, I feel pretty lucky that I get to teach a percentage of my students in person. But that too could end at any given moment. And honestly, that's what's really getting me is like the disappointment and the things that are ending at any given moment. Just seems like every day there's something. I just never realized how much I need to be around people until it was taken away. And then I just found out this week, now my church family's been taken away. We went back for 2 weeks. We gave it a go. And then, you know, we got this surge in the county. So now that's been taken away. So for my in-person students, I'm going to cling to them as much as I can. And when I'm at home, I will be getting all hoogly. I love my home. I just really love being around people too. And I'm hoping that this season that we are in, by having to keep our distance, will end very soon. I hope it's just a season and not the rest of our lives. I really, really hope that this comes to an end. So thank you so much for listening. I hope you can find joy in hygge like I have. I know that I've been more negative in this episode than I normally am, but I'm human and I promise I'm not going to stay in this state forever. And I'm actually getting better. I mean, I purposely didn't record because I was just going to rant. Like I typed up some notes and it was all me whining and complaining, and actually I felt better after I did it, and then I just deleted it all, and this is what you get. So I was worse. I was a lot worse. But speaking of connecting with others, I would love to connect with you more, so please join my Facebook group at www.facebook.com/groups/YDDOA. You can also find me on Instagram at @YourDDOfAwesome and on Twitter at Cindy Liming. And Cindy is spelled CYNDILIMING. And be sure to check out my website at YDDOA.com, where you'll find all of the deals, resources, and episodes of Your Daily Dose of Awesome. Thanks again for listening. I'm Cindy Liming, and get on out there and practice some hygge.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.